It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. His relevance for 2016 may be in doubt, but with 36 governor's races on this year's ballot, Chris Christie matters very much in 2014. As chair of the Republican Governors Association, Christie leads the group charged with raising money for the GOP's gubernatorial candidates and getting them elected to office. Christie is in Texas today for RGA fundraisers in Fort Worth and Dallas, but Greg Abbott, the state's Republican nominee for governor, won't be attending. Neither will Rick Perry, the state's current governor and a possible 2016 presidential candidate himself. Joining us now is Evan Smith. He's the CEO and editor-in-chief of the Texas Tribune. Evan Smith, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks so much.
So neither Rick Perry nor the GOP candidate Greg Abbott are appearing with Christie. Why the cold shoulder?
Well, it's not much of a surprise. For one thing, Greg Abbott doesn't need the love of the RGA bestowed on him. He has now $29 million cash on hand in his race against Democrat Wendy Davis, the most money of any candidate for any office of either party in the history of Texas in the bank. He can spend more than $3 million per month between now and the general election, not raising another diamond. Of course, he'll raise quite a bit more. So he doesn't need the RGA. But more than that, he doesn't need the association with someone who politically in Texas we'd call a Democrat. Chris Christie, as a New Jersey Republican, has no resemblance to what we know in Texas as Texas Republicans. And so in that respect, Greg Abbott, on just pure political grounds, has no particular use for Chris Christie, because Chris Christie would only be a photograph that Greg Abbott would prefer not to see circulated.
So we know why Greg Abbott, who's running for governor this year, may be nervous about appearing alongside Christie, given his current troubles with the scandals. But Rick Perry would have nothing to lose, right? He's stepping down. Are we seeing some maybe posturing for the presidential race here?
Look, in the case of Governor Perry has been very clear about his belief that Chris Christie is not his definition of conservative. And I think in that case, the 2016 situation does emerge. Rick Perry, it appears to all of us down here, intends to run for president. Chris Christie is an opponent of Rick Perry's, if you assume that Christie, despite his current troubles, is also running. And while Governor Perry would be cordial to Chris Christie, you know, politically, there's absolutely no upside to him appearing alongside him. Again, it's a case of not wanting to associate with somebody you consider to be insufficiently conservative, if not an outright liberal.
Okay, so Christie isn't so popular with the GOP, the rank and file in Texas, but what about the establishment, those big money donors that he'll be courting at today's events?
Well, that's interesting. You know, we have a lot of big Republican donors in Texas, some of the largest Republican donors of any state in the country. If you look at who the largest Republican donors have been over the last 10 years, many of them come from Texas. And, you know, a number of those have associated themselves with Chris Christie before. And I think across the spectrum, you have some Republicans who have gotten completely right with the Tea Party. They are ideologically aligned with the Tea Party. But, you know, you've got a bunch of traditional Republican donors in Texas who don't necessarily see that end of the party as their end of the party. If you talk to them privately, they'll say, I'm not really sure that the Ted Cruz wing of the Republican Party is my wing. If you mention Senator Cruz to a couple of those longtime big Republican donors, privately they'll roll their eyes. But they also know publicly that they can't break with the Tea Party. They can't break with Ted Cruz. They can't express any difference at all on their part. I think that what we're seeing in Texas, at least privately, is a little bit of the tension in the Republican Party nationally.
So taking all of that into account, if Christie-style Republicanism is never popular in Texas and Abbott, the gubernatorial nominee, doesn't need the money for this race, what is Chris Christie doing in Texas?
I think he's getting out of New Jersey. I think he's getting out of the line of fire. You know, the issue that has consumed all political discussion in New Jersey, I suspect, over the last couple of weeks is one that he just as soon leave behind. You know, only the Denver Broncos have had a worse go of it in New Jersey recently than Chris Christie. And you know, I think getting out of the Northeast and getting out to the rest of the country from him provides a break. And it also allows him to test the proposition that somebody with his particular ideology can play outside of the Northeast, which is, as of right now, an absolutely uncertain question.
Okay. Evan Smith is the CEO and editor-in-chief of the Texas Tribune. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.